Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
can move and if you want I don't. Cause I give my things to you. Yes, I give my things to you. I give my things to you. You can go higher. You can go.
Tell me that my thoughts are not your thoughts, ways are not your ways. Still I find it hard to say, especially even though I know it's not my place. To the God that made the heaven, earth, and space, I need you. Help me make sense of all this pain. I'm encouraged by the testimony of those that overcame, but my heart aches for the single mom that's trying to maintain. She probably not able, she got that cane in her veins. It's like we build mountains with our own hands. And then we get mad at you cause we don't understand that it was us that strayed away, but still you had a plan to bring us back within your fold and keep us in your hand. I know these mountains you give us is only meant to take us higher, but we love the valley so we pursue our own desires. It's a crying shame what we do to numb the pain. When there's power in your name, they hear the sick and hear the lame. It's like we fight against you like you ain't out here fighting for us. And all these trials and tribulations giving the help grow, it's hard, I know it is. Especially when you're scared of heights, and every time you turn around, it's like you got another fight. So I pray the words will speak, I food to curb the appetite. And when the morning comes, I hope you're there so we can share the light. Until then, I'll be sipping from the fountain. You found me on the rough side of the mountain, I'm gone.
Hello, welcome to PGN, everybody. Prophetic Grace Network. Grateful to be here. Wonderful, 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 wonderful opportunity that presents itself once again to partake in the bread of life, to partake in the presence of God and sharing amongst family, our spiritual family, our kingdom family. And we're just so grateful to be here, to be able to, just share the goodness of the Lord. I mean, that's an honor in my eyes, to be able to honestly have the answer to every problem. I'm going to let this sink in. It's an honor, a privilege to have access and to know what the answer is to every problem that you and anyone walking this earth could ever face. I'm going to let that sit there again. Hold on. Can you hear me? An honor and privilege to know that you have access given to you by God himself to come before him with every problem. And he's the solution for it. So while we're searching for our solution and algorithms, while we're searching for our solution in medicines, while we're searching for our solutions in court systems, judicial systems, what have you, we're searching out our answer in political campaigns, in candidates. We're searching for our answers in the earth, in technology. We're searching for all of these answers. And don't get me wrong, some of these things have some benefits to them. Mm-hmm. Some of these things get you some of the way. But none of them are going to answer all the questions. None of these things are going to take you, get you all the way there. Only way you can get there is through Christ. Only way that all of your problems will be solved is to make him Lord in your life. And to give them to him. And that's a guarantee. And if you don't believe me, try them for yourself. That's what I challenge you to do. Truly try them for yourself. Welcome to PGN, folks. I'm one half of your host, Terrence.
And I'm your other half of your host, Tanisha. And today is November 16th, it's 2022, 7:14 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here, you're here, we're excited to be here. God is moving, he's speaking. He is pouring out his voice prophetically in the prophetic realm. And he who hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Incline your ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us in this time, because like Terrence says, that's the answer to everything. Any problem that you may be facing and any problem that you will face, the answer is in Christ Jesus. So you have him, you have it all. And let's hear what he has to say about the time that we're in, the season that we're in, about the purpose and the will that he has for our life and every problem that we may be facing today, seeking and searching for an answer. Because like Terrence says, we can search in everything. There's all sorts of avenues to take. There's all sorts of things to serve. There's all sorts of resources. But the ultimate source is God. Let him guide you to a resource. Don't seek a resource before you seek God. Seek God first, and he will direct your steps, and he will light your path to where you need to be so that you can have the answers to the problems or the questions that you may have. So welcome again to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we don't just talk about it, we are about it. We're here to be the light, to spread the truth, and to allow God to use us to bring the prophetic to the people of God.
Amen. That is the truth. we're just some light bearers. A lot of darkness out here.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to bring that light into those dark places so you can see. Mm-hmm. Quick scripture, because we got a lot of people with their hands up. And I know we don't get there, brother. We do. I do want to talk to everybody tonight, give everybody a little time to be heard. Sometimes it's about your voice being heard. Yeah, getting out in the airways. You can hear some things through your voice. Hear that sound. But we're going to go to John 14. The Lord gave me earlier today. I was reading. He said, read it again. I'm going to read from King James, John 14. We're going to start at verse 12. And we're going to read to verse 21. 12 to 21. And I'm going to highlight whatever God tells me to. All right, John 14, chapter 14, verse 12. It reads, says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whosoever ye shall ask in my name, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. That's the word of God. We thank God for that word. What's standing out to me right now and what God really wants me to highlight, verse 17 says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. Not only does it not see him, it neither knoweth him. Right there, we'll pause briefly. Lord, we just thank you for this word, Father God. We thank you again for an opportunity, Lord, to just share your word, Father God, and you be the light. You be the source of what's needed right now to be shared, Father God. So, Lord, we just thank you for feeding us. Thank you for revealing yourself to us through your word, Father God. And we pray that every ear that hears this tonight, Father God, their needs are fulfilled, that their lives will be changed through the transformation of your word, through the power of your word, through our belief in your word, and the manifestation of your word that will show itself boldly in our lives daily, so that men will literally marvel after who you are in and through us, Father God. We just thank you again that your word will be a blessing, so that we can be a blessing, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. And so it says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. That part right there, if you've been dealing with frustration, if you've been so turned off or disturbed, confused, bewildered, surprised, shocked, extra animated about the things that you see the world do, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. Because it's foolish for us as believers to think that the world is going to do things the way God desires them to be done if he tells us right here that they cannot receive because they don't see him, nor do they know him. Why don't they see him? You know, to be born again, the scales have to fall off. You know, and they're not seeking him. The world ain't seeking Jesus. The world ain't seeking deliverance. The world ain't seeking healing. But it's those that are in the world, but not of it, that is seeking Jesus, that is seeking the answer, that is seeking the healing, that is seeking the power, the understanding, the wisdom, the direction, seeking the light to have life so that we can share it and present it and give those in the world an opportunity to see him. And they have an opportunity to see him through us, and they have an opportunity to know him through their relationship that they cultivate with him, through seeing him, through how we move. So this lets me know that we set the standards as believers, and not looking at the world to set the standards for the believers, in which God has already set the standard for the believers through the kingdom when he sent Jesus. Jesus set the standard for us. Jesus tells us how we should be looking at things. Jesus tells us how to respond to things. Jesus tells us how to handle things in our everyday life. He tells us what matters and what doesn't matter. There are a lot of things that are existing, but everything that is existing really don't matter because it's not of any importance. But the enemy wants to make those things seem to be important so you can miss what God is trying to tell you and trying to show you. By getting you caught up on the stuff that you're seeing, getting you filled with anger so you can start making emotional and irrational decisions, getting you to thinking and starting looking at things the way the world looks at them, and then you become fearful, and then you become doubtful, and then you miss your opportunity. You miss your chance for growth. You miss your chance to elevate. You miss your chance to prosper because you're focusing and selling in and trying to blend in and see things the way the world sees things. But the Bible says that the world can't even see him. So if they can't see him, they blind. Because they're in darkness. When you are in darkness, you cannot see. So if you cannot see, I can't expect you to find your way. You're going to bump into some things. You're just going to be all over the place. But here I am, a light bearer. Here I am, one that knows the truth. But yet I sit on the sidelines and I just watch in anger at the world, like blind people wondering why they don't know where they're going. They need a guide. Because think about it. We once was blind. But now we see. It's funny how when we get on the side of right and we see everything that was really wrong, we never want to remind ourselves that we was right there too. So that's why we should have the compassion. Quit with the surprise, the shock, and get caught up in everything that this world is doing, and just be focusing on what you need to be doing in this world. The second part, he says, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The Holy Spirit is in us, so we know God. We know him. Says to love him is to know him. To know him is to love him. And so we have to have the heart of God when we're dealing with his creation. He has compassion on for those that ain't can't see him. He has compassion for those that don't know him. He came and gave his life for all of us to have the opportunity. That is the most important thing that is known to us to secure your soul. Secure your soul.
Secure your soul. What other greater mission is this? When our lives here on this side, an end is inevitable. And according to the scriptures, that when this is over, we pass from death to life. That we're going to be absent from this here body, but present with the Lord as believe. So if this is the goal to where we can spend eternity in pure happiness that we ain't even experienced yet. Think about how excited you've ever been on this side. How overjoyed you've been as a man to see your wife come in that you love. Woo! And you know she loves you too. And to look at your family and look around and see everything. Man, that's a beautiful feeling. But that can't even compare to what's in store. He says, eyes haven't seen, neither have ear heard, the good things that God has in store for us. So I got faith for this, with every day being howdy, howdy. Hello, I ain't never got to say goodbye. Where every year is the year of Jubilee. Walking on those gold streets, man, living in something I have to pay for. Not made by me. Think about this. And man got some beautiful things here. But if God blessed man with the ability to create, and it's a level, we have a cap on our creative abilities. And we can have things lined up and measured out, quote, unquote, perfectly. And God still tops that. The best of the best of the best. That's what he gives us. So just trust God tonight. Trust God tonight. And last, he says, 21. No, 20. And that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And this is where the comfort comes in for me, which really pushes me to a higher level of assurance in my ability to stand firm in my faith. Because I'm looking at the words here. He says, in that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. So Jesus, when he came, he gave his life, right? They buried him, and he rose from the dead. That was a promise right there. The fact that he says that the Son of Man gotta die, the Son of Man gotta leave here, and he gonna return. And so that process of those promises that Jesus kept through him showing up here in the earth, him giving his life, him raising from the dead, and us being filled with the Holy Spirit, all of these promises have been fulfilled. And us knowing this through the text, through the letter, through the document, this is documentation, this is written proof of these things happening. And so with all of this that Jesus did that added up and led up to where we are today have all been promises kept. And so through faith, we believe that these things have happened. And our mere existence solidifies that these things have happened, that these things have occurred. And so with that, we can really walk in joy. We can walk in power. We can really walk in true authority when we know whose we are. That's how we know who we are. by first knowing him, because we are, our true identities are found in him, because he said, you're going to know that I am in my Father and ye in me. And he said, and I in you. So we sitting up here with the answer riding with us every day. I mean, I'm walking in more confidence right now, even as this is coming out. I mean, because like I thought about it, but now I'm really thinking about it. The power behind our position here in the earth. Mm-hmm. Like you really got to know your position and your authority. We are here. The Bible calls us ambassadors for Christ. We are coming expressing and sharing in a land what a foreign land king is saying about this land right here. God has already said what he's going to do, what he's going to do to this earth. And all of those that don't believe. Mm-hmm. This is coming from the king. This is coming from the Father. So we letting you know what this kingdom, this other kingdom is about to do here. And ain't no greater kingdom than that one. No greater kingdom than the kingdom of heaven. And it's a real place. It's a real place. And because we know it's real, my mom used to always say something. My mom and dad, they ask me a question and be like, you know that? I'd be like, yes, and we act like it. You better act like you know. Do you know that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you know Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Do you know that you are a joint heir to the throne of grace? That you have the ability and access given to you through the blood of Christ to go through the creator of all things to have a voice with the Father. Direct communication with the Father through the intercession of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Think about that. So with that, man, you can walk in that authority and not focusing on the things of this world is going through. Your view is going to flip instead of feeling defeated by the world. You should be feeling sorry for them. You should be grieving for those that are lost. We should really be concerned. Like, wow, man. Y'all just, because whatever y'all talking about, like, ain't going to bother me because I'm covered. But I really hate y'all dealing with it. You know, y'all need anything? Because he tells us to do good. We got to do good to those that try to despitefully. That's what the world does. The world is filled with manipulation. They manipulate you through commercials. They manipulate you with sales. They manipulate you with all type of things, selling you these lies, literally. And we're taking the lie as a guarantee and truth, and we're acting on that we believe. Hey, 50% off sale a day on all items in the store. Blase, blase, blase. Knowing those items, but you're still paying way more for those items at 50% off. than they was being sold at 100%. You still paying more because none of that stuff is even worth it, but they put a price on it. And they tell you that, and we psych ourselves up to believe that. Because, oh man, look what I'm saving. Yeah, that's what they tell you you're saving. How you know you really saving it? Because you're going off of the words of this right here, and you believed it. And therefore, you've lined your faith up to the words and what they said, and now you acting on it to go manifest that particular thing. The same concept. God has given us the word. We need to begin to believe that word and act on it to go manifest that particular thing that the word says it will do. Same process. But we would rather trust, because it comes naturally for us to respond.
Mm-hmm.
It comes naturally for us to do. But we're not always doing it the right way to where the kingdom of God is benefited. It's all about God getting glory. It's all about God giving him control. Giving him access. We have to give God access to our lives for direction, for wisdom. We need it at all times. At all times. So tonight, I hope that this word blessed you, because it definitely has done it for me. And I ain't got nothing else to say on it right now. I mean, I said enough. I mean, we got people. Babe, you got anything you want to share?
No, that was great.
Nothing. Okay. We have 50 minutes left. I think we can make it. I think we're going to make it. All right, we're going to unmute. We're going to get your names. We're going to pray over you. And if you got special prayer, let us know about that too. All right, let's try to get through everybody. And let's make sure we hear everybody. So everybody, let's be... but we still, you know, allow God to do what he does. But what we do want to do, we want to be mindful of our other brothers and sisters that want to have an opportunity to be heard. So without further ado, 919-292, we're speaking with.
Hello, Terrence and Tanisha. This is Shaquilla calling from North Carolina.
What's up, Shaquilla? How you doing?
What's going on?
Now, we hanging on in here. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful
day. Yes,
it is. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I used to love Ms. Rogers.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh man, that's crazy. Let's pray, Shaquilla. I mean, just me saying that right there, like it took me back to a time and place where I felt peace. I was a child. I didn't have the quote unquote level of responsibility, because I'm really at a point in my life, and these things I have practiced off and on in my life of. That have taken on a habit into where I am conscious of things, but there is still room to grow. And that's me being truly mindful about what I'm saying consistently. And what I say that is that me becoming an adult, I have greater responsibilities. But one might say that becoming an adult, you got a lot of more worries. You got bigger fish to fry. You know, all of these issues and major concerns. But really, there's just a higher level of responsibility. And when I look at it from being just a higher level of responsibility, I look at it from the perspective of me being equipped to handle this higher level of responsibility and trusting it and stepping out on it and handling it and just doing it and not looking at it as a worry, but just a part of what comes with the position that I'm in. Okay? And so thinking back as a child, that puts you in that place of peace because you had a lower level of responsibility. All you had to do was be a kid. You didn't have to think about what you was going to eat, where you was going to be sleeping at, you know, where you going to be bathing it and all of that, and what you going to have on to wear and this, that, and other. None of that was your concern. None of that was your concern. Those responsibilities were for those that were in the greater position than you. They were in the position to take on the greater responsibility. And so, but God took me back to that. And this is what he wants you to do. He wants you to go back into that place where you had peace, where you never really looked at it in anything. It's just like a really happy time, quote, unquote, in your life. And he says that he can sustain this. That can be the duration of your life. Because when it does come down to the greater level of responsibility, right, think about this. Now, we should be at a point to where we have more wisdom, okay? And so with more wisdom, as a believer, we understand that the greater level of responsibility are things that we, what, care about. We care about taking care of our families. We care about being in the position to where we can always be having and never without, and it can be a blessing to other people. That's what we desire, right? And these are the things that we care about. And this is what the Lord tells us. He said, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. And so we're in a position of greater responsibility, right? But you have two different types of people in the same position. You have one person that has taken on their greater level of responsibility and put it all on themselves. I'm working 15 jobs. I don't get no sleep. I do this. I can't. Dad won't let me because I got to do this. You're not available, honestly, to do the things truly that God wants you to do because you have taken on that level of responsibility and have put it all on yourself like you are in control. But the second person is the one that has the same level of responsibility. But this person has some wisdom and has the wisdom of God, who then turned to God and said, Lord, this is where I am. You know everything that I need. And so I'm going to cast everything on you because you said that you will supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. And you said, I can confess everything to you whatsoever I ask in your name. Come on, somebody. You're going to answer me. You're going to give me a return on my investment. I am investing my time. I am confessing my faith. I'm investing my faith in this word. And my return on this investment is the manifestation of that faith that I put in that word to be in my life. So I'm sitting around. I can smile because I'm worry free, because I've given it all to the Lord, because he reminded me as when I was a child how I didn't have to worry about nothing. I'm still his child, even though I'm in the position of greater responsibility. And it is your responsibility as a believer to cast all your cares on him. The world teaches us, get this budget, do this, da 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 da, sign this up, put this here, go right there, this, da 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 da. But it's too many many quote unquote uncertainties that go on in life every day, even to the point to where when man lays it down, they would say perfect world scenario subject to change. Or
right.
not all, what they say, not all outcomes are the same. They even let you know that they don't even believe in that crap that they selling you. But God says, do this, I do that. There is no in between. There ain't nothing hiding under there. Ain't nothing behind the peeking, you know, nothing. The Lord ain't got no disclosure coming along with it at the bottom when he tell you about something.
That's true.
He ain't tell you to cast your cares upon me for I care for you. But make sure that you sell $20 a week every week.
Right.
I come through. No. Pictures
of me applying
to
heart attack, strokes.
Right.
Right.
Right. God ain't telling us no whoop tickets. But he says, if you want to grab hold of that peace, Aquila, he said, you got to start doing responsible, grown faith things. We have to grow in our faith. Our faith has to mature. You know, how are we walking around 40 years old still trying to put on our 2T outfit? Yeah, at one point that was ours. Yeah, I wore that at a stage in my life, at a point in my life. But I'm where I am right now, and I cannot go back there. So the Lord is saying, you know too much about him, Shaquela, to not put it all out on the line.
This is really good. Yes.
This is really good. So we thank you, Lord, for Shaquela. We thank you for her investments. We thank you, Lord, for you showing her the value of the investment and giving her the boldness and giving her the consistency, mm-hmm. the consistency to begin to practice the principles.
Yes.
Practice the principles. Take a step. We get focused on the end of the race and ain't even started.
That's true.
Let's just start. Let's take a step. Because some things, they're going to develop as you move. Like ice cream. When you're making ice cream, that bowl got to be spinning. All of those elements got to be working in order for that ice cream to tighten up. It's not going to go through its process if it's not moving. It's not going to change its form if it's not moving. Mm-hmm. So God says for you to get on the move. Take the step. And as you begin to walk, he's developing you on your journey into what he's already shown you, who he's already shown you, that you got to believe. You still ain't believe the Shaquela God showed you. You know she's there. You see some of the potential, you know, some of the peaks here and there. You have those little moments where you really want to grab, but you kind of like hesitant. No. He says, believe it. Believe who he's shown you, who you are. It ain't a village. It's not about does God believe. He's already equipped you with it. It's all on you. Do you believe it? You already who God has called you to be. But do you believe it, though? And so if you believe it, act like it. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Well, we thank you for Shaquela. Father God, what I got for you, Shaquela, it's like when David was anointed king while he was still a shepherd. And then God transitioned him into king, into the king. So it's like a lot of the times God will tell us, well, this is who you are, but we think, well, I got to have this, that, and the other in order to be that. And we don't feel like we're that until we obtain the things that the world tells us or how the world identifies us as whatever God told us that we are. And I'm seeing that you're really going to have to just, like Terrence said, step out on faith. So today I attended a webinar that was for small business owners and helping them with finances and helping them to prepare for having cash flow and financing their business outside of banks. And the speaker is a very respected CPA. And she was giving all these tips and tools on, if you haven't started your business yet, this is what you need to do. And she talked about saving and having a safety net and having, you know, lines of credit and all these things that are very practical. But when she gave her story about how she started her business, which is a very successful business, she said she made a determination that she was tired of working for other people and just quit her job, just up and quit, and went home. And she said she cried to her husband for 30 seconds. And then she got to work. So she didn't even do what she was telling everybody else to do. She literally took a leap of faith and had the success. So she's trying to teach other women, because it's for women, how to have a successful business and giving them practical steps. But she has a successful business. The foundation that she's attached to is not some like small fry foundation that gave her a platform to speak to their people. So this is, except this woman's not no little guppy. She's a big fish. But yet when she gave her story, she literally just made a decision. I don't want to work for nobody no more, and quit her job. No job backup, no, just quit. And we're seeing the fruit of that she's a successful person, successful businesswoman in that arena. But yet saying it takes this, that, and the other, but didn't do what she said it takes. Sometimes we think we know what it takes, or people will give us practical advice on what it takes to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish, but God's going to do it his way, just like he did with her. She just quit and made a decision. She just put her mind to, I ain't working for nobody else no more. And has great success. So don't think that there's one way to obtain the path or to get to where what God has said that you're going to be. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes it's not practical. It's not practical to just up and quit your job and don't have another job. But if God says to do it, then you do it. Because you can still achieve the same outcome, sometimes a better outcome. Everybody who goes into business is not successful. And this woman, like I said, not only is she successful, but she's attached to a foundation that's highly successful, a world-renowned foundation. So she's achieved a high level of success, but started it with a very impractical step. I'm not working for anybody anymore. I quit. So don't be discouraged if it's not going the way you think it's supposed to go, even if you have people who are giving you sound advice, because nothing trumps the wisdom of God. God's wisdom is all-knowing. Wisdom was there when everything was going down. Wisdom watched it all go down. There's nothing new under the sun. So if there's nothing new under the sun and wisdom was watching it all go down, then wisdom knows everything. There's not new information. It's new to us. But it's not new to the earth. It's not new under the sun. So let God operate how he sees fit. A lot of times it's a leap of faith for us. He's just testing our faith and getting our faith to grow. Because we got to use our faith. We got to exercise our faith. Mm-hmm. If you got, you know, all of your body to the point where you got it all muscular and strong, and then you never use your muscles, the muscles will start to go away. It's not enough to build the muscles. You have to use them too. And that's how our faith is. We obtain faith, but then we have to use our faith. And that keeps our faith strong, and then that we build
more. We have the capacity now to build more faith. And God's going to have you make some faith moves that's not going to make sense in the natural. Or somebody who's well-meaning and has good advice to give might say, that's not what you're supposed to do. I bet you if that lady who hosted the webinar was able to go in a time machine and go back in time and talk to her younger self and say, but not knowing the outcome of her life, and they said, and she told her, hey, I don't want to work for nobody no more. I'm going to quit my job. He'd be like, are you crazy? Are you nuts? You can't just quit your job. You got a husband. You got a kid. You got a mortgage. What are you talking about? If you don't want to work anymore, let's get a plan together. Let's do a 5-year plan. Let's get some money reserves and this and that. But no, she just did what she felt she needed to do. And if a person, I don't know if she's a woman of God or not, but if a person in the world can do that, how much more we as believers should do that? What God tells us to do, not just because we're sick and tired. Because if that was the case, I would have quit every job I ever worked in my life. Everybody has days at work where they're sick and tired. They say, I'm sick of this. I'm not taking this anymore. And they're punching the air. That's everybody. Everybody has a rough day at work. But you move how God tells you to move, when he tells you to move, and you have faith for it, even when it doesn't make sense. Even when it doesn't make sense, and trust that you are who God says you are. He say, if he says that you are going to rule and you the shepherd right now, that's just a right now thing. He'll get you to where you're going to be. When God told me I was a prophet, and I was very upset at the time. I think I was 22 years old, maybe 23. And I asked him, who are you? Who am I? What did you make me to be? And he told me I was a prophet, and I said, I don't want that. I don't want it. You can have it back. No thanks. Return to sender. Address unknown. Reject. Like, I didn't want that. But it took, that's who I already was. And now that's what I operate in. I wasn't operating in it then, but that didn't make me no less who I am. But God developed me into who I am. God, let God develop you the way he wants to develop you. Even with well-meaning advice, good advice, you know, it's good to have information, but we choose who we going to serve every day. You can serve the information. You can serve God. Because you see it all the time now. We've got all these fake gurus, self-proclaimed gurus that's going to tell you about how to build wealth, how to maintain wealth, 5 steps to do this, that, and the other. Like, everybody's a guru. And some of them have some really great practical advice, but just because their advice is good doesn't mean that it's going to apply in your situation.
That's true.
God's going to do it the way he sees fit, because he don't do it the same way for everybody. If there was a blueprint for success or for every role that God has for humans, then we could just follow whoever did it before. But it's different for each and every one of us, because God knows what we need to shape and develop us and for us to reach our full potential. That's where true success is reaching our full potential in Christ and doing the work that he assigns us. That's true success. Lord, we just thank you for Shaquela, Father God. We thank you for the faith. Thank you for the building of faith, the maintaining of faith, the sustaining of faith, and the usage of faith that you're doing in her life right now, Father God, and help her to just trust and lean on you and not her own understanding, because your ways are not like our ways. Your thoughts are not like our thoughts. We can't see like you see. We're not all-knowing. We're not omnipresent. We're not in the future. You're in the future. So help her to just trust you and trust what you're doing. Even when it looks like, okay, this is the way I'm supposed to do it. Everything's going the way, and then boom, now what's going on? What's going on? Something's gone wrong. No, nothing's gone wrong. It's all, let God work it out. Don't even speak that. Don't even say, oh, no, it's going wrong. Remove that from her vocabulary in Jesus' name. Let her acknowledge you in everything, even when it doesn't feel good or if it doesn't make sense. And say, okay, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I trust you. I know this is for my development. This is for my growth. This is for my good. This is to get me to where I need to be. That's the way I'm going to look at it. I'm not going to speak that negativity over it, even when it feels negative. I'm going to make it work for me by speaking. I'm not going to invite nothing into my life that you haven't ordained. So we thank you for it. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank you, like always. I needed that. I received it. And I pray that God blesses you guys so much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you guys, for having me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Wow. Y'all too. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good stuff. Next caller, 954-580. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, this is Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn. How are you tonight?
Thank you. How are you?
We're doing good. We haven't still spoken to you in a while.
Yes, it's been a while.
It's been a little minute. Let's pray for you. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for Carolyn tonight, Father God. We thank you for the presence, like presence, your presence. Like when you are present, like he's present, like he said he'll never leave nor forsake you. And God wants you to know that he'll never leave nor forsake you. And like his presence is with you. God is with you. God is with you. Everywhere you go and whatever you do, so if any fears, anxieties, worries about people, places, or things, just know that God is with you. Because being with God is always allowing God to be present, and God being with us is always the best place that we could ever be in life. I don't care what's going on. Like you could be out in the middle of the ocean, in a sinking ship and be with God, and you still okay. It may not look like it's okay, but as a believer, you know it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the way you got to go out, that's just the way you got to go out, because you're going to be absent from this body and be present with, like God's presence is more important than anything, you know, that any other presence that we can have or in our lives. The presence of God. Being with God. Being with God is key. And he just wants you to know that he's with you. So it doesn't matter where you are. Him being with you is always better.
Mm-hmm.
Always better. Always better. That's what I got for you. Okay.
Well, we thank you for Carolyn right now, Lord. We thank you for the second wind. When you run, runners would know, if you keep your pace up, you know, you're going to eventually get tired. And if you're not mentally strong, you might stop running, right? Because you're like, ooh, I'm just too tired. But if you keep going and you press, you get what they call a second wind. And it's almost like you just get this burst of energy. Even though you're tired, even though you've been running for quite a bit of time, the second wind kicks in and you're able to complete the run. But before the second wind kicks in, you're tired. You're tired and you want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever talk to a runner, people who run on a regular and consistent basis or people who run marathons and stuff, part of their training is mental training. You know, the body has to be conditioned, but the body can only be so conditioned. You know, any athlete will tell you that conditioning the body is just part of being a great athlete, that you also have to condition your mind, because where the mind goes, the body will follow. So even when your body is showing physical signs of tiredness, if you tell it to keep going and to push through, it will. And so I'm seeing you coming into a second wind. It's like you've been dealing with something and you're getting tired. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but it's just, what are you going to do with that feeling? Because it's a feeling. Because if a runner could feel tired and truly be tired, but still keep pushing and get a second wind till now they're energized, like with the second wind, you feel energized, but you were just tired. So is it real? So are you really truly tired, or is it that your mind is like, I don't know. But when you feel tired, what are you going to do with that feeling? You can either give in to it or you can push. And God is going to give you the strength to keep pushing, because a lot of times we feel tired right when we're at that breakthrough where you're like, I can't take this no more, because if I got to deal with this for another 2 years, if I got to deal with this for another second, I'd rather just give up now. But no, you push and press and tell You got to mentally have those conversations. You got to encourage yourself to say, no, this is, God promised me this, or I know for a fact this is going to happen, and I'm going to keep going. And I'm not going to stop until I see what God told me I'm going to see. You know, it's kind of like when the Jacob that wrestled said, I won't let you go till you bless me. Can you imagine wrestling God? Like, think of the strongest person. God is the creator of everything. He has strength that we can't even fathom. And he said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. And so that's how you have to be, especially when God has told you, and you know in your spirit, the spirit man is telling you, no, this is for you, this is for you. Just keep pressing, just keep pushing, just keep running your race, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And you're like, I've been keep going, and I'm tired. No, just keep going, keep going, keep going. The second wind is going to kick in, and you're going to be energized, and you're going to be revitalized, and you're going to be ready to keep the, like, you know, I got this. Because there's a confidence that comes in when that second wind kicks in, like, yeah, I got this. When you've pressed and you've been tired and you press and then you see how your body responds to what you told it, man, there's a confidence that comes in. But now you feel like you can just take on the world. So keep pressing. Keep pressing. You can acknowledge, hey, I'm a little tired, but, you know, I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to sit up there and lie. I'm tired, but I'm going to keep going. Because we all get tired in life, all of us. We all get tired. But there's a time for everything. There's a time for rest. But when we're in a race, it's not the time to rest. You rest after the race. Like, we have a life race, and we have races when it comes to, like, individual things that happen. In that race, wait till the race is done, and you can drink your Gatorade or your water, and you can rest. But keep pushing. Lord, we just thank you for Carolyn, Father God. We thank you for the second wind. We thank you for the strength, the strength to overcome. The strength to overcome whatever's coming at her, whatever feelings she has. So thank you, Father God, for the wisdom that she has to identify her feelings and then put them in the appropriate place and to use them as tools to flip it. To say, no, you're trying to come at me in negative feelings, but I'm going to use it to power me, energize me. And we thank you, Father God, that you trust your word. We thank you, Lord, that you recognizes that you're not like man, that you should lie. That when you said it, that's just what it is. But when you've spoken a word, Father God, what we see in is not the truth of the matter. It's just the right now of the matter. But it's going to turn into what you said. So give her the strength, the knowledge, the peace of knowing that, to just push, 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 to press through until what she sees is what you said. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Really needed that. I can relate to both words because that's exactly where I'm at. Needing the strength of God, wondering why we are using all of this. I just can't wait to see the end of this story. Just encouraged by the word. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Stay encouraged. Just know it's going to just keep pushing. It's going to work. God's going to work it out. Period. You just do your part and know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Period. That's just facts. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in.
You too.
You're welcome. Thank you for supporting. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next caller is 903-918. Who are we speaking with?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
Great. Great. Hallelujah. Glad to hear you. Let's pray for you. I heard something when you said something. Okay. 22. Hold on. Okay, Matthew 22, Matthew 22, verse 32. I'm going to read King James. I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You know, there was the argument, you know, of all of the prophets, you know, great men of God being dead. And that's what people were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus clarified that. Said he ain't the God of the dead, but the God of the living. And then he gave a roll call over who has claimed him to be God. And in return, he agreed. He said, I am the God of Abraham. He gave a little roll call, a little history, you know, some that could vouch for him. And he took it back. And that's what I see God saying with you, Michelle, is that God is alive. And with those ideas that God has given you, things that you know he's told you, those things are alive.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are alive. God is not involved with anything that's dead. God is life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Didn't he say he was the way, the truth, and death? He didn't say, I'm not the way, a lie, and death. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. These are the words of God. This is the word of God. So when we believe it, I sense like your confidence is coming forth. I call your confidence forth right now in Jesus' name,
mm-hmm.
to where you walk in the confidence of knowing who God is. You walking in the confidence of the Lord. You ain't walking in Michelle's confidence. God is confident in his word. And we should do the same. He said his word won't go out and return unto him void. Think about that. God said, if I say it, that's what it's going to be. It ain't coming back to me, bounce. He ain't writing no bounce checks, no void checks. Everything the Lord says is bust. Everything the Lord says, you can claim that to be fact. And the truth. You can keep that a buck. Straight up and down. 100. If the Lord said it, that's it. He's saying, I can't tell no lies. And so I can't lie. Lying is not in me. It's not in my nature. Like, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
What I say gonna have to happen. Because I said it won't return unto me void. So in other words, God ain't around here just lost for words. He ain't around here just making things up or saying things from an emotional state of mind. God is intentional in his word. We have to be intentional in our faith. We have to really ask ourselves, do I really believe what God is saying? And then, heck, do I even know what God is saying? Because I don't know at all, when I'm presented with things, the best place to go every time is to ask God first. Well, tell me about this. What do you want me to know about this? Is this something I need to know? Because all information ain't good information.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't even needed information. Some things you just don't need to know. You don't even need to open yourself up to it. That's why when that's why us as believers, we really need to be addressing what the world is doing when it comes down to share, like oversharing things, especially concerning our children. Because now here we are as parents and as believers, we are put in a position where these are things, like, this is how God uses things as well. We should be training our children up in the way that they should go, right? So when they get grown, they won't depart from it, right? What way should we be training our children to go? A lot of times we think it's all about training our children from practical perspectives, you know, training them how to get up, be responsible, to learn to remember, learn to do this, learn, and all those things are good. But I really believe when the Lord is saying, train a child up in the way that he should go. Now think about this, the way that he should go. Not training him up in how to handle where he is. He said where he should go. Where should he be going? Where should our children be going? They should be going to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Train them up to trust in the Lord. You ain't got to train your children to be perfect because you can't do that. And you don't have to pretend to be. But you be honest. And you present your children with the opportunity to receive Christ and to know who Jesus is. That's the way they should go. They don't choose, they don't choose. But you gave them the way. You gave them the way. But God is raising things up in your life, Michelle, that are not, that you might have thought were considered dead, but they're not dead because God has spoke on it to you. He spoke to you concerning these things. You just got to put your faith out there
mm-hmm.
and just believe these things. God is speaking all through this word, but it's all about, do we believe it? That's what activates it. Wow. Do you believe it? That's what I got for Michelle. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for Michelle, Father God. We thank you for the ability for her to turn hay into gold. That was a story, right? Hay into gold. Rumpelstiltskin. I loved fairy tales as a child. I used to get the big Grimm's fairy tales books. But Rumpelstiltskin is a story about this imp, and this father tells his king that his daughter has the ability to turn hay into gold, and she can't. So she meets this imp, Rumpelstiltskin, and she promises to give him her firstborn if he turns the hay into gold for her. So the moral of the story is basically, quit lying or you're going to get caught up. But we know that they use that hay into gold because that's not something that you can truly do. But God is going to allow you, Michelle, to do things that others can't, that people normally wouldn't do. And it's not going to be like in this story where they use like a spindle or something mm-hmm. to turn the hay into gold. hay is something that you don't, you know, people don't really think about hay unless they have like farm animals or that type of thing, or they want to do some fall pictures with pumpkins in the background. Like, people aren't thinking about hay. They don't see it as something significant. You don't see people like, man, let me get my money up so I can go buy a bunch of hay. Like, that's not how they think. And God is going to use you to take these things that people, you know, they don't really see the value of it, and you're going to make money off of it. You're going to literally turn things like hay into gold. Something that's not, you don't have to make it in a factory and that kind of thing. Like, things that people overlook. Because there's value. People put value in things, right? Remember during when COVID first hit and the value that was in masks and hand sanitizer and gloves and things. Like, the prices were through the roof. I remember Terrence and I looking for masks when it first hit. And I was like, I know where to get some. And we went to this small dollar store, and the guy was selling them for like a dollar for each individual paper mask. Dude was making a killing, because people put the value in things. And God is going to give you strategies on things that people don't see the value in right now, and you're going to make a killing off of it. Like, it's going to be like turning hay into gold. So it's like, don't look for where everybody else is looking. If they say, hey, there's, you know, there's a pile of gold to the left, and God says go to the right, just go to the right. Go where God tells you to go, because that's where the wisdom, when you have wisdom, money comes with it. You can have knowledge, and somebody say, hey, to my knowledge, if you go to the left, there's a lot of gold mines, but now because you don't have insight, and everybody and their grandma has been getting the gold from there, so there's none left, then you might go over there and play yourself. But if you have wisdom, God says, no, Michelle, go to the right. And you go, and now you struck gold that nobody's even looking at. Nobody's checking for it. It looks like a swampland. It looks desolate. It looks disheveled. Like, nobody's looking at it. So let God make your moves for you, your financial moves, because you're going to literally turn like, hey, into gold. Where people go, I can't believe she made all that money off of some hay or off of some blah, blah, something else that people look at as insignificant. So just trust that. Don't worry about if you don't know money markets and about the Bitcoin and all that type of stuff and EFTs and NBCs and all whatever they got going, whatever acronym they use it. Just go where God tells you to go, because he's going to use something very simple, something very overlooked to bring finances, significant finances your way. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for the blessing of the simplicity and showing Michelle what she needs to do. It ain't the same for everybody. What she needs to do to obtain the wealth that you have already prepared for her by turning hay into gold. So we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I know y'all have other callers. I just want to say thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you. Word. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God be blessed.
You too.
You
God
too.
Bless you. That's good.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Man.
Hey, and to go.
Hey.
I'll take some of that. Next caller is 910-709. Who are we speaking with? I know. You there? 910-709? Maybe you're there, maybe you're not. I'm going to pray over you anyway. I'm going to mute you back. My mouse is like sticky. I can't mute it. There we go. Lord, thank you for 910-709. Thank you for the trusting in you, Father God, trusting in your word, trusting in your timing. Lord, thank you for them not seeing the time as an enemy, but time as an ally. Because it's all about timing. And sometimes we get ahead of God's timing, and we want it now, but it's not a now thing, because there's certain things that are needed in order for you to sustain and maintain the thing that God has for you. And so time is working for you so that when you get the things that God has for you, and even the things that your heart desires, you're able to maintain and sustain. So trust God's timing. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm just going to start praying over area code and prefix since we're running low on time. 682-738. I'm going to let you take that one. 682-738.
Well, we thank you. We pray that the doors open, that your heart is felt, that people really see like the true nature of like your intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Like your intentions that they really see the genuineness in how you do, because sometimes people that have been scorned and hurt, they think people being truly genuine is someone that's trying to manipulate them, because that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They saw a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's what they've experienced. And so God is going to teach you how not to take things personal.
Yes.
And just you continue to be yourself, because you really don't know their story, just like they don't know yours. And so what you want people to see in you, God is going to start how to like have that same compassion and be able to extend that to other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I got for you in Jesus' name.
315-884. We thank you for 315-884. We just thank you for the just being overwhelmed by the love of Christ and really understanding the benefits that come along with being a believer, Lord. Let them feel that. Let them feel your love. Let them experience the abundance you have died to give them. Just order the steps so that they are always in position to receive all that you have for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is 803-991. Lord, thank you for 803-991. We thank you for just the belief, the steadfastness to your words and just being solidified and anchored in your word and them knowing that they're about to partake in some of the biggest blessings of their life, some of the biggest blessings. Just continue to hold on. God is like really about to blow your mind. And this is for all of us. As the body of Christ is whole, hear me what I say. God is about to blow our minds with the blessing. Those who are not in right standing, pray for them, please. It's the body of Christ, please pray for them, because they're going to have a harvest, and those of us who have been faithful, we're going to have a harvest too that's going to blow our minds. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. 870-415. We just thank you for 870-415. Just the strength to make the tough decisions. Sometimes we got to make tough decisions, right? Every decision that we make is not easy, even when we know God is telling us to do it. And I see you having to make a tough decision, but just do it, because the blessing that comes as a result, there's a blessing in obedience. There's a blessing in it. And even more so when it's something that's hard for you to do, but you do it anyway. You know, just make the tough decisions and trust God. That's it. That's all. Make the tough decision and trust God, because the blessing that comes with the obedience is worth it than holding on to something that's dead, that's rotten away, because you're familiar with it or you're comfortable with it. Let it go and just do what God is telling you to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is 334-590. We thank you, Lord, for 334-590 for just feeling your love and just understanding what you're doing at this phase and stage. Sometimes we want something and we try to make it. Like we think just because we want it and we put the word to it to say that you're going to give us the desires of our heart. And so we try to make it happen. But just take this time right now to distill God's love. Don't try to make anything. Don't try to force nothing. Just God is a jealous God. He's a jealous God. He wants your time. He wants your attention at this season and this phase in your life. Give it to him. Give him all your time. Give him all your attention. That's what he desires in Jesus' name. Amen. 251-229. We thank you for 251-229 for just being a blessing in their community, to just being a blessing to your people, Father God. Just continue to use them to bless people, because you're sowing seeds. You know, there's a blessing in being a blessing. There's just a blessing in it, but there's also a strategy in it. God uses it because, again, seed time and harvest. Like, this is a harvest year. We think, oh, it's November, the year's over. We ain't seen nothing yet. The year is not over yet. We still got December. We got the rest of this month, and we got December. So God is setting you up for blessings on top of blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Next is 617-775. We thank you for 617-775 for just having, just to identify things for what they are. Identify just being able to see it, to see things very clear, to have insight, and trusting the insight, trusting what God is revealing. Just trust it. trust what God is revealing to you, because sometimes we don't want to make a move on what we're seeing or what we're feeling because we need proof. You don't need proof. The proof is Christ. Let God be all the proof that you need in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is 215-360. We thank you for 215-360 for the things that have been taken that you're going to get it back. It's coming back. It's just don't even look at it as it's been taken from you. Look at it. It's taking a trip and it's gaining interest and it's coming back. So I speak that into your life. I speak that you don't hold any ill feelings for people who may be responsible for seemingly taking things from you, that you just release them in Jesus' name, because the things that it looks like they've taken, they have not. They're going to come back to you with interest in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is 504-282. We thank you right now for 504-282. Lord, just help them to just lean and trust you, to know that you are God and you are God alone, that there's other powers, there's other authorities, but nobody trumps the power authority of God. Nobody, nothing. God before you, who could be against you? Sometimes that's easy to say, but it's scary to live out, right? Because it feels like people of power position or things of power and position have the authority to do things. But put your faith and trust in God, because God is for you. So God before you, who could be against you? In Jesus' name, amen. That's everybody. I love you guys. Until next time, continue to be blessed. And I want you to believe that this year we're going to see a harvest. Believe that. Speak that into your life right now. The prosperity. Oh, we got one more, 608-960. We thank you, Father God, for 608-960 for being a light in darkness, within the family and within the community, just being that light and attracting other light. Sometimes it's hard when we're surrounded by darkness and we're the light, because we feel like, oh my gosh, the darkness is getting on me, but God's going to send you other light to keep you aflame, to keep you ablaze, right? To keep you ablaze. That's the word, ablaze. That's you, ablaze. You're ablaze for Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Call back, guys, 8:45, hit 1, get into that queue. Randy prays over everybody on Wednesdays after giving a word. The word has just been phenomenal. The prophecy has been flowing. Revelation has been flowing. Love you guys. Till next time, good night.